بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last week we spoke of the ruling of three talaq that are issued in one sitting. And we have stated over there that according to almost all scholars, fuqaha and jurists, those three talaq will be effective. Every one of those three talaq will be effective. And we have given the evidences from the Quran directly and from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Move on to the types of talaq. There are two types of talaq. When a person issues the talaq, then in terms of the words that he pronounced, one is indeed the three types of talaq, that talaq hasan or ahsan, hasan, and talaq al-bid'ah. But in terms of the words that are used, when a person is issuing the talaq, there are two types of talaq. You have the first, which is called a talaq al-sarih. It's a clear pronouncement of talaq. Talaq al-sarih is where a person uses the word that have been introduced in the language for the purpose of divorce, giving divorce. So in whatever language, in Arabic a person uses the word talaq, or in Urdu a person uses the word talaq, or in English a person uses the word divorce. Any word that has been specifically used or is specifically introduced in the language to mean talaq, if a person uses those specific words for divorce, it is known as talaq al-sarih, and we translate it as a clear pronouncement of talaq. The second type of talaq is called talaq al-kinaya. Talaq al-kinaya. Talaq al-kinaya is an unclear pronouncement of talaq. So a man divorced his wife, his intention was divorce, but he did not use the words that are generally used for talaq at the time when issuing divorce. That statement could have more than one meaning, but his intention was divorce. So we call that talaq al-kinaya, an unclear pronouncement of talaq. Now, so we have these two types, talaq al-sarih, the clear pronouncement of talaq, the unclear pronouncement of talaq. Depending on what talaq he issues, the ruling will follow. And that is what we will discuss next. What happens when a person issues talaq al-sarih? So he says, talaq al-sarih is the clear pronouncement of talaq using such words that are not used except for talaq, except for divorce. Intention is not considered in matters of talaq al-sarih. Very important. If a person uttered this type of a divorce to his wife, and he says, no, I had another intention, we will not consider the intention. We will consider the pronouncement. So he could say, well, I was joking, or, you know, I meant something else. Even if a person jokes with his wife, the talaq will be effective. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, ثَلَاثٌ جِدُّهُنَّ جِدٌّ وَهَجْدُهُنَّ جِدٌّ. There are three things in Sharia. If they are said seriously, they are taken as serious. And if they are said in jest and jokingly, they are still taken as serious. What are they? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, النِّكَاح. A person pronounces the word of nikah, then even though he said it jokingly, nikah will take place, of course, with the other conditions of the witnesses being present and so on and so forth. The second thing which is effective, even though it is said in jest, in the resource says of talaq, divorce. A person jokingly utters the words of divorce, no matter what his intention was, he used the word that are used for divorce only, we will say the talaq is effective. A ruling for the effectiveness of talaq is dependent on the words that are spoken and its implication in usual dialogue. One talaq raj'i takes effect when the words of talaq al-sarih are uttered. Now this is very important. When a person issues a divorce using a clear pronouncement of talaq, talaq al-sarih, what type of talaq takes place? The talaq that takes place is talaq raj'i, raj'i, which we can translate as a revocable talaq, a revocable divorce. What is very good for the divorce. Again, if a person issues talaq as-sarih, which is the clear pronouncement of divorce, using words that are only used for divorce, as a result of that, talaq raj'i takes place. What talaq raj'i? We translate it as revocable divorce. Now let's understand what is a revocable divorce. A revocable divorce is a talaq where, when it is issued, then the wife obviously is divorced from the husband. However, he is allowed to revoke the divorce. Revoke the divorce meaning he is allowed to take her back into his nikah without a new nikah being performed, and whether she consents or she doesn't consent, with or without her consent. And it's a very simple procedure to take her back. So he gave her that type of a talaq. She is in her iddat. She will start observing her iddat. So long as she is in her iddat, and her iddat has not terminated, the iddat has not yet ended, he is allowed to take her back without performing a new nikah. He can simply say to her, I have taken you back as my wife. Or he can be intimate with her, even if he is affectionate towards her and there's intimacy. Then too, we will say that first talaq has cancelled off and now she comes back into his nikah. No need to perform a new nikah and also no need for her consent. Whether she's happy to be back in the nikah or not, we will say the nikah has been restored. Of course, there are two more talaq left. One talaq has already been issued. So that is talaq al-raj'i. However, if he does not revoke the talaq and does not take her back during the iddah period until the iddah terminates, now the talaq al-raj'i, it changes into what we call talaq al-ba'i, the irrevocable divorce. Now after the iddah, if he wants to take her back, a new nikah will have to be performed with all its conditions, and also he will need her permission and her consent. She will have to be happy to come back into his nikah. Talaq al-raj'i is the revocable divorce. In talaq al-raj'i, the husband may take his wife back during her iddah without renewing the nikah. This is what is called raj'a in fiqh terminology. If the husband does not revoke the talaq until such time that the iddah expires, then she becomes ba'ina now, right? So he delayed until the iddah was terminated and he didn't take her back, then she becomes ba'ina. Ba'ina is one who is completely released from the bond of nikah. Now if the husband decides to reconcile, then a new nikah is necessary.